How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, I know Lindy's been trying to get that 900th win and everything. It's been four games now. You as players, I know you'd probably love to get it for him before this season ends.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, getting that for him would be a huge achievement for him. And obviously, I think anytime you lace him up, you're trying to win a game. You're not going out there to just kill time. Obviously, you only get so many games. It goes by quick, so. Regardless of what the games mean, you always want to play the right way, and I think there's a little added bonus going for that 900th win for Lindy.
For 6 or 7 weeks, you guys were playing winning hockey. You guys were going well. You were playing the way you were supposed to, and you could tell watching you guys, you were enjoying playing because you were playing the right way. The last four haven't gone your way. What is the difference maybe between the last four and what you guys were doing for maybe 6, 7 weeks?
Obviously there's mistakes in every game that you can clean up and things you can get better at. Even when you're playing good games, you can always be better. And but I think recently, we've had a lot of chances and we haven't been able to capitalize on them, myself in particular. I think you look at that Tampa game, obviously that one gets out of hand, but in the first period there I hit two knobs. We had two posts. So you score those, it's a different game going into the second period, and maybe you got a bigger cushion, and maybe mentally it's just a different game. And I think same thing in Toronto there. Obviously they score a couple late there and empty netter to seal it, but I think we had our chances. We just got to bear down and find ways to win. Our goalies have been playing good, keeping us in games, and I think as of late, I think just capitalizing on those chances makes it a different game.
For yourself, I mean, the puck's just not going in the net for you right now, but it hasn't been from lack of chances. I mean, you have had some great opportunities lately.
Yeah, for sure. I think, had a lot of good looks. Feel like we've been playing pretty well, so it's just one of those things where either you run into a hot goalie or they're not going in for you. So I think when that happens, you don't change anything. You just continue to keep doing what's getting you those chances and those offensive looks, and eventually they'll go. And I'm a believer that they come in waves. So you might get cold for a little bit, but you try to be as consistent as you can in that time frame. But when they do start falling in for you, then they usually come in waves. So just got to stick with the process and continue to do what's getting those chances for you. I think once you're not getting those looks and those opportunities, then that's kind of when you gotta reevaluate your game and see what's going wrong.
What is your emotion? Is today a sad day that it's the last game of the season, or what is your emotion now as you enter the last game of the year?
I think frustration. I think sucks to be playing this game knowing there's guys around the league that are gearing up for playoffs, and you're just kind of playing this game to finish up the season. And it sucks. It's my seventh year here, I think, now, and I got really nothing to show for it, so it's tough. Been in this situation a lot, so I think every year you get to this point, it weighs on you a little more.
I read that you said you're going to play for Team USA in the World Championships. Do you feel it's a great opportunity for you just to show them for sure that you belong on the Olympic team?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a big reason why I'm going. I think that combined with the fact you just get to play some more hockey. Obviously, I don't want the season to be done yet, and we got an opportunity to go play for something and try to win something. And at the same time, you get to represent your country. So I feel like there's really no reason why I wouldn't be going, and I'm looking forward to it.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.